for BWA Mobile. Keep the road today, W4NGU. Go to the wire man. I'm going to go over there in the morning and, you know, just one thing at a time. Keep plodding forward. But yeah, I did get around a little bit. Man, I tell you what, I'm glad I got out before it started this rain again.
Apparently the next time you're going to see sunlight is Friday. But that's the way it goes. Things are going right for us otherwise, so we won't worry about it just yet. You know, coming up 11, I looked to the right and I saw pink blooms on some of those early peaches, and then a mile or two up the road on the right, there were none. So I guess two different kind of trees, but it seems to me it's very risky to be blooming this time of year.
Boy, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got two nice little peach trees. One died from the cold, and then the other one is blooming. So I don't know what the deal is there. I think the frost this coming weekend, Thursday, I think that's going to kill all the blooms off, and there won't be much of a crop as far as this early bloom business.
You have to really love farming to be in it nowadays when you need so much money out of it. 70 years ago, you could live on almost nothing, so if you had a bad crop, it wasn't the end of the world. But, man, I'll tell you. Phew. But you need to take Cole with you tomorrow to that wire man. I heard you talking to him about it. He needs something to do. And he needs to make that trip on those hairpin turns.
I don't believe he's ever been up there, and that would be an experience for him.
I moved down the hill to that metal building before you start the hairpin turns, and they haven't done it yet. I don't know if their plans have changed or not. Did they tell you that?
Hadn't said anything about that, but, you know, they had a couple of old race cars, a couple of old frames, and a bunch of junk down there. And I tell you, I just think the UPS man would appreciate it if they'd do that.
Well, it would be one royal pain to move. I think I'd stay.
No, it wouldn't be that big a deal to move that. Shoot, I've moved my operation three different times. And I had, 4,500 square feet of stuff to move.
You didn't find any 5/8 inch steel today, did you?
I got a whole rack of solid round rod down there, I tell you, bud. It's a thing of beauty down there. Now, I didn't see any flat plate. But that don't mean they don't have any. And listen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to start researching around Greer, Duncan, Bowling Springs, and see if there's any scrap metal yards where we can buy steel from, okay?
I know that, too, in Spartanburg. I've already done that.
Them?
No, I've looked online at them, so I don't know what all they have. What would steel brand new sell for per pound? I know what it sells for scrap, but there's H&R Steel. They advertised even on TV. They've been around for at least 50 years. I bet they got what we want. We just don't want to pay the price, or do we?
Oh, son, that's for brand new steel. Do you know what I would have paid for that? Let's see. How much did I pay for that steel that I bought? $150. They quoted me a brand new piece of that same steel down there, and it was over $500.
Pieces of it, so let's, when 18 years ago, we had a donor that owned and had gotten wealthy off of scrap place in Greenville, but he sold out, and I don't know the name of it now. But I know there are more than we're going to, so we'll just have to find them all.
Spread out a little bit, and those guys down there at Ideal, are doing a good job, but, you know, they're not getting in as much as you'd hope. And the long and the short of it, man, they had all kind of square tube. They had round tube galore over there today, Phil. I mean, they had more round tube than you can imagine, just like Bob had up there in North Carolina.
Did you have a chance to look at that website, that tilt plate mechanism? What do you think about that, making ours?
Well, I have not had a chance to look at it. I've got my extra class tonight, and I tried to get on the books a little bit this afternoon.
That's okay. Well, he's got some, looks like high dollar parts in it. He's got 1 1/4 inch bearings, and they look good, man. He's got that thing sawed out, and I just don't, well, I'm not going to pay that kind of price. That's ridiculous, especially since I need several of them. But I think we can get a welder to duplicate that for us.
What, those bearings?
No, the whole tilt plate mechanism.
How different is it from mine?
The top of the tower and keeps your beam level as you lower it. It's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, well, that's interesting. I'm not sure that I'd want to go to that much aggravation. I mean, there's nothing I haven't been able to do by myself on my tower and on my antenna. The only difference would be the size of the antenna.
On mine, and I don't want to be up 20 feet on something, on a ladder or something. And with this mechanism, you can come down to 3 feet or however horizontal your tower will allow. And it's really the way to go. And I just don't think it costs. I think this guy, he's got a patent on it. And of course, he can't control what you do in your backyard. But he sure is charging a premium for it. Now, the reviews are just stellar. He's using heavy material and first quality parts and all that stuff, but he's really soaking that patent.
Yeah, well, you know why, don't you? 40% of the people that get a patent on something never make their money back. Right now, a patent is costing anywhere between $250 and $500,000 to get that patent number. And I tell you something, if you really, really look hard enough, there is something else out there that's had this tilt mechanism, and the patent is not really valid. If you challenge it, you can beat it.
Well, I've heard many times that a patent's not valid until you've had to defend it in court.
And I tell you something else, too. A lot of these things that you get a patent on, the numbers are just not big enough to try to defend it, because it would cost a couple $1 million to defend it, and the revenue is just not there.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't be selling these things. It's something you do for yourself, and it's extremely low-tech, but it's a good idea. You look it over and look at some of the... And, man, he gives all the dimensions. If you go on to the FAQ page... he lines it right out for you with close-up photographs. He just wants you to be comfortable and buy it from him. He knows that 99% of the people won't even attempt to duplicate it.
The problem with the thing is exactly what you said, that he uses really, really heavy-duty stuff. And think about that, what you just said. He's putting a lot of weight up there at the top of that tower.
Not prohibitive amount of weight. I forget what the weight is. I read it today several times. But it will hold any ham antenna being made now, including a DB42, which is the biggest thing I know of that you can buy. It's about 250 pounds, and it will handle that with ease. So, I mean, if you're going to do something like that, you might as well do it heavy duty enough to where it'll handle anything you might put up in the future. We're going to get some fish tonight, Steve, and I'm pulling in the driveway, and we need to rock and roll. So good to talk with you. Do well tonight. And I'll keep you informed. W4NGU.
Oh, W4NGU. I will go over there and look at that thing the first chance I get, probably in the morning before I head up to the wireman. And just as soon as I look at it, I'll let you know, bud. You have a good evening. Don't eat too many oysters. I don't know if the world can handle it or not. KN4VWA, clear.
Hello, for my-